Hello and welcome to the Riverside City Podcast, part of the Riverside City Chronicles. I'm Paul. I'm the game master for the podcast and the author of the book that this is the world this is set in, Riverside City Capes and Cowls. I've got Mike here with me, and we're going to talk about his character Weasel. Mike, you want to introduce yourself?
Mike, and as Paul just said, I play Weasel in the Riverside City campaign. Good to meet y'all, I suppose.
All right, so this is going to serve as a little introduction to Mike as a person and Weasel as a character, and just try and give you a better feel for him before you start listening, okay? Because we recorded the first episode and I realized that maybe we should give a little bit more backstory to him so that you can understand some of his choices. All right, Mike. So Rico has a pretty, his family's not huge, but he's got quite a few friends. Would you mind going into a little bit more detail about them for us so that we can get to know Rico a little better?
His family goes, he's got two living family members that he's aware of. Rico is the grandson of a famous hero from Riverside City and from Mexico City before that, El Combustion. Probably one of Paul's favorite NPCs.
I do enjoy El Combustion quite a bit.
Yeah. But El Combustion was a famous hero before he moved up to Riverside City. And Rico Weasel has the same power set. Or similar power set.
Similar,
yes.
He channels his more through physicality. You channel yours more through, spellcasting, but other stuff as well.
And his uncle, Lucas, who is the, his children didn't all have powers, and Lucas got powers in the Surge, and not his whole life, but from a serious incident when he was younger. Lucas lost his legs in a massive explosion when he was younger.
Caused by
his older sister and Rico's mother. I had the name.
The Cowl Boom Saint?
Boom Saint, yes. Thank you.
I had that shit written down hard.
Yeah, I have the history in front of me. I just wasn't looking at it at the moment. It's just Boom Saint, but Cowl to try and get myself used to the terminology.
The Cowl Boom Saint. I mean, that's just what you would refer to her as. Because just Boom Saint could be a good saint.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. As for friends, Rico has a few. He's well known throughout the poorer region of the city, as that's where he spent a lot of time. And yes, the suck. And from there, he made a few friends. One of which is George Lancaster. He's got powers in the Surge as well.
What kind of powers did he get?
He got fire-based abilities, which pretty cool. I personally like that.
But he can't make fire.
He doesn't make fire. He just can control it, adjust it once it is made. Yes.
Kind of like Pyro from
X-Men, yeah. So, yeah, he joined up with the
Elemental Fury.
Yes, Elemental Fury. I'm sorry, I don't know this. I probably should, but
no, that's okay. You've played in this world like one session, so I'm not expecting you guys to know everything. Now, eventually, I'd like you to know more, but that's okay. You know?
Yeah. Well, I'm trying,
and I appreciate that. So, besides George, you have any other major friends we should know about, or are they,
most of them are just kind of background.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say unimportant, but there's one other important friend that, you know, everybody already knows about, and that's Cece.
Yeah, tell us about Cece. What's special about Cece?
Well, aside from her name, Princess Cece of Cece, heir to the throne of White, glorious goddess and shining weaselness. Rico found her quite a while ago. I've had her at least like 10 years, sounds about right. So, and she is considerably older than any weasel should be, based on our guesses. And Rico is found her while he was playing in the suck with some of his friends, and she took a liking to him, and he made sure that she was fed and happy, and basically takes her anywhere he wants to go. He goes, and anywhere she wants to go. After the surge, it came to be that she could actually talk to him, and he's the apparent one of the only people that can understand her.
That you know of, yeah.
That I know of. I did say one of, because there's that one lady.
Chipmunk chick.
Yeah.
And that's just because she understands weasels, and not because of her specific powers.
Right.
All right. So we've gone over a little bit of backstory, and before the surge, before he became a cape, what did he do for 11? He's 17, correct? So is he still in school?
He's 18. He is 18.
Oh, he's 18. So has he graduated yet?
Yeah, that was the idea.
Okay. Had he found a job yet, or was he going to go pro cape?
He was working at the quarry before the surge. He always had that inherent attunement to explosives. But after after the surge, he is considering going pro cape because of, his powers took a massive jump.
It went from little booms to big booms.
Yeah. Now he can produce fire as well, not just concussion.
Nice. All right. Well, let's segue into a little bit about your character build. So how did you end up building Rico? Was it straight sorcerer? Or was it something else to it?
Well, when I started building him, I built him as a rogue for one level, because I wanted to have a little bit of the skill set from rogues. I wanted him to have the stealth and sleight of hand, and mostly because the party needed a rogue. I looked at everything else we had and went, we'll need something here. So, and if we do manage to make him all the way up to a level 20, the capstone for sorcerer isn't all that great. So,
no, it's straight ass.
One level dip into rogue, and I'm perfectly happy getting 19 levels of sorcerer.
Or one level dip into bard probably would have been.
Yeah.
Mechanically a lot more powerful, but I understand.
Well, I didn't. There really is no point in a 20th level of caster.
No. Well, I think you get an extra 7th level spell or something like that?
I don't even think you get that, but
I'm pretty sure you do get one extra, like, mid-level spell. But we digress. So he's got a little bit of rogue to him, and
level of rogue and 2 levels of sorcerer so far.
And we everybody's 3rd level, so that's going to be consistent across the board. So after the build, and your build philosophy is kind of similar to mine in that whenever we play characters, we try and fill in a role that's missing.
Right. I prefer to come up with what is needed for the party. In this case, we had people wanting to play a rogue, a paladin, and a blood hunter, which I'm not too familiar with the blood hunter, but
it's its own breed.
Yeah, I decided that the rogue would be needed, but the sorcerer would be needed too. So I don't often multi-class, but when I do, it's for a reason.
And I do offer rebuilds, especially I'll say this to everybody, so everyone, you're going to hear this a couple times. Sorry, listeners. I have a rule at my table. It's called Nobody Remembers the Pilot. It's a reference to television and how they'll change entire major cast members, race, gender, actress, actor, and they treat it like nothing happened because the pilot of the show is shot so far ahead of the rest of it. So they make those changes based on, how the people review it. Kind of like in D&D, if you start a character at 1st level, or even if you started at 3rd level, and you realize that after the first session, man, that was not fun at all. I wish I could do something else. I'm never going to be the guy to say, no, you can't change that. You decided it, as the campaign started, sorry, tough luck. Only time I do that is if it was like a survival campaign and no one played a druid or a ranger. That's on you guys. But you can pick anything else, but not those things. And I do that for all my campaigns. In particular, for the podcast, I want each player to feel like they have the most agency, that they can be a factor in the world. And I do that by letting them make small changes before, you know, we get too deep in the campaign. I'm thinking I'm gonna offer a complete rebuild up to level 4. I mean, you could take it down to nothing and you know, do it again. I'd be totally fine with that, and that's the same for everybody else. I hope you keep the same character, but even if you decide that, hey, Rico's not for me, I'll be sad because I've got plans for Rico. But
that's worrying.
changing his class doesn't affect me in the slightest. And I think, in particular for you, knowing now why you did that, this world, I am not going to put something in the way that your party couldn't handle. So if you don't have a rogue, okay. I can avoid putting too many traps or things like that. And I'm pretty sure that Rob's character is going to be better at those things than you are. Because
of his stat line.
Because he's high dex intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's something you talk about with Rob and say, hey, if you pick up thieves tools and he already has investigation, I don't need to do anything with rogue and I can go straight sorcerer. And maybe that'll be more fun because that way
the reason I took the rogue level was to reference his time on, you know, within the stuck. So
totally I figured you could do that with a background as an urchin or something like that. You know?
Right. He has the urchin background, but I wanted more of that. He started his life with, you know, learning this trade. And then after the surge went, well, I can do better with my booms. So let's do that.
What I'm saying is that's why I'm offering a rebuild, because after the surge, you kind of get to recreate yourself.
Yeah, but I like the level of rogue. So.
Then you're totally fine to keep it. I just figured I'd make sure I offered it to the table. Beyond that, is there anything else you can think about Weasel that they might need to know? He rides a motorcycle, not a car. Anything particular about his motorcycle?
Well, it's designed more like a traditional motorcycle, though it is electric. It does have the a noisemaker built into it, so that it, you know, has the standard deep rumble of a Harley.
Okay.
It's got a small cat carrier built into it for Cece, because he'll take her anywhere, and generally it'll keep her safe.
Excellent. Any big plans coming up for him, or are you just kind of trying to keep him alive at this point?
I'm just trying to keep him alive for now, and he's, you know, he's not exactly mentally stable, so, you know, it'll be fun.
Excellent. Well, I think we've gotten to know Rico a little bit better here. At least I know I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we do a sign off here?
No, not particularly.
All right. I'm hoping everybody listening enjoyed that and getting to know Rico a little bit better. I think I'm going to do Bright Forces next, Luna. And I've been Paul Vanderhayden. You can find me on Twitter at CURUNIR471. You know, if you see a picture of a blue lightning bolt, that's me. In addition, the podcast does have a Twitter. It is at RSCPod on Twitter as well. Give it a follow. I'm going to post there whenever I put up new episodes. So that'll be the easiest way to keep in touch with the podcast if you don't have it set up to an RSS feed. Mike, you got anything?
No, it's been great talking about Weasel, letting everybody get to know him a little better. But other than that, I've got nothing.
Sweet. With that, I hope everyone has a good day or good night, whenever you're listening to this. Bye.
Good night, everybody.